Hello, everybody. This is Eddie Sprouse, and this is Your Way Home. And today we're doing something a little bit different. So some of you may know that I've been doing the Your Way Home broadcast for about a year now on WSQL radio in Brevard, Whitesquirrel Radio. And today marks the end of this radio broadcast. The show will go on, and so I would invite you that after you listen to today's broadcast, if you want to continue to follow what we're doing here on Your Way Home, that you find us on Facebook. We'll soon have a MeWe page. We have a podcast that's available on any of your, probably all your favorite podcasting platforms. Just look up Your Way Home with Eddie Sprouse. You'll find that there. And we may add other media outlets. We've got a YouTube channel, and today's going to be the end of one show and the beginning of another. So I'm going to have a YouTube channel that I'll be putting videos up, and hopefully answering even more people's questions. But I just want to take a second on today's broadcast to thank WSQL. They've been so helpful to me. I didn't even know that I could do this kind of thing a year ago. And just like I've said in previous shows, I talked to a friend of mine, John Wood, who used to work at the station. And John kept prompting me and pushing me and saying, "Hey, man, this would be good information for the community." So I think WSQL is a great platform. It's a great way to hear about things. I'm moving on to a little bit different avenue, and just wanted you to know about that. So I'm sad to be ending this relationship. It's a mutual thing, and the folks at WSQL are wonderful to work with. So if you're thinking about doing some kind of a little radio spot or advertising or radio show, I can highly recommend them. And Trina has been my contact there, and boy, I hope I just said her name right. She has been wonderful to work with, and she sends me show reminders every week just to kind of let me know that I need to get the word out, and so I don't forget the show, because there has been a couple of times when I've got so busy I forgot to put a show together. So that's enough about that. Let's go on with today's show. Okay, so today I'm going completely off script. Normally I have some kind of script to go by, but I just want to talk in general about things concerning the mortgage market, buying homes, that kind of thing. And so one thing I want to start with is give you just a little history on interest rates. Now, as a mortgage loan officer, I'm not allowed to get on here and quote exact interest rates to you. Interest rates are something that are different for everybody, depending on your credit score and the type of home you're buying. So there's lots of things that can influence interest rates for you. But in general terms, about a year ago, interest rates were kind of up. Now, they were still well below the national average for the last 20 years, which was 8%. So they were creeping on up there, you know, in the upper fours, fives, and getting close to sixes. And then, of course, you guys know and are well acquainted, I'm sure, with the pandemic that has hit our country. And it's created a lot of economic turmoil. One of the first things that the Fed did is they jumped right in and they lowered the short-term interest rates. And that's the rates in which banks can borrow money from the Fed. It doesn't always directly correlate over to the mortgage market. But we had a really hard time in March, in the first part of April, even quoting rates, because the market was so unstable. There was so much news coming at us so fast with unemployment numbers and other bad economic news that it was really hard to nail down where rates were going to land. I was getting a ton of calls of people wanting to refinance because they heard that the Fed had lowered the rate to zero, and they assumed that meant that mortgage rates were going to be zero, and that never happened. But the mortgage rates did come down. And one of the things that mortgage rates are tied to is the bond market. So when people are buying mortgage-backed securities, specifically in the bond market, then the interest rates tend to go down. And during the beginning of the pandemic, and there was really a little mortgage crisis going on with interest rates and things like that, the Fed jumped in with some bailouts. It didn't come quite as fast as we'd like to see it come, but they started buying mortgage-backed securities to kind of settle things down to where we could get a more stable market and we could actually quote interest rates to people. And as you probably know, that that gave us some really nice interest rates throughout this year. I've had several borrowers that were able to lock in the twos, low twos, mid twos. And that had continued throughout the year pretty much. You know, some people were getting in the 3% range, and, you know, that's still fantastic interest rate, right, is to be in that 3% range. So you need to know what's happening right now. If you're waiting to get into the mortgage market, if you're waiting to buy a house, if you're waiting to sell your house, I would urge you to talk to someone today. We are seeing volatility again in the mortgage market. The Fed chairman has spoke twice this week. Each time he spoke, the rates went up and down a little bit. They become a little unpredictable, but they had been looking like, before he spoke, that they were creeping up quite a bit. Now, when I say quite a bit, I don't mean 5 and 6%. I mean going from twos to into the threes. And even today, it is right now, as I'm recording this, about noon, and I have not seen the interest rates come out, at least for my company, yet today. So I don't know exactly where rates are going, but the general consensus is, even if rates stay the same as they were yesterday, which they weren't as good as they had been, the trend, it seems, is that rates are going to go up. So we could very well be seeing rates in the 4% range by April. So this would be a very good time for you to go ahead and investigate the what's out there in the mortgage market for you, what rates are available. A lot of banks can, if you're going to refinance, they can go ahead and lock your rate in right now if you qualify. If you're purchasing, most companies are going to want you to be under contract on a house prior to locking your rate, but you probably want to go ahead and try to find a place. Now, it's really kind of a hard time to do that. In our area, specifically Western North Carolina, there's just not a whole lot of units on the market. Matter of fact, that's still the struggle in a lot of markets. And, you know, I think some people have been thinking about selling their house and they've been kind of watching to see what's happening with the economy. And they're wondering when's the right time to pull the trigger. Well, you have to make that determination on your own. But I would recommend that you do it sooner than later. We have a huge influx of people wanting to move to Western North Carolina. I have several clients myself that are coming out of bigger cities that are trying to get to rural areas like ours to escape some of the things that we've seen in the news over the last year, the rioting and looting and then some of the politics and stuff that are happening that are creating some turmoil, especially for the bigger cities. So they're wanting to escape all that kind of thing. So I think now would be a really good time to go ahead and get your house ready to list and get it on the market. I think it's kind of the perfect storm for a home seller. Rates are moving up, so buyers are even more motivated to go ahead and get into a house now. And because there is such an influx of people trying to buy houses, it's a great time to be selling your house. And I want to say something else too about our area. Now, this is true of a lot of the local areas, Asheville, Hendersonville, and Jackson County, over into Waynesville and some of those areas. We are blessed in our area to have some great real estate agents. But I've got to tell you, I'm so proud of the agents I work with here in Brevard, North Carolina. We have some of the finest agents you'll find anywhere. And these agents aren't just doing a job. They love our community. They love the people that are moving in here. They want to make you feel at home and make you feel welcome. And I think if you're shopping for a home anywhere within probably a 45-minute radius of Brevard, you might want to reach out to one of the local realtors here. I think you'll find the people here, I'm not saying in other places don't do this, because certainly I know some great agents in Asheville and Hendersonville and Waynesville and Swain and just different areas around, Rolverton. There are some fantastic real estate agents here in town. And I'm not going to name names, and I'm going to play favorites. I've had a few on my show, and I'm hoping to have some more on the show as I continue to grow this platform. But trust me, folks, there's some great people here to work with. And you might want to go ahead and talk to two or three. You know, not everybody is going to click with you. Not everybody is going to be your cup of tea, and you're not going to be their cup of tea. So, you know, you want to interview these as if it was you were conducting a job interview. And reach out to these realtors and ask questions, meet them for coffee, get to know them a little bit, and find out, does your personalities mesh real well together? And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at many of these agents. You could just spin a bottle, as it were, and land on an agent, and you're probably going to end up with a good one here. So that's my little plug for real estate in Brevard, North Carolina. But all kidding aside, in all seriousness, this would be a very good time if you've been thinking about getting into the market, selling your house, even buying a house. It's a good time to get involved. And because this is my last show on WSQL, I want to leave you with a couple of things. So, if you're a buyer, whether you've bought houses in the past, first-time home buyer, you're an investor, whatever your situation is, I want to paint a realistic picture of what it's like to go through a mortgage. And I don't have much time, I only got a few minutes left. But I know on TV we see advertisements that make it look like the mortgage process is a push of the button, right? It's like flying a rocket. You get in, you push the button, and boom, you've got a mortgage. Well, folks, that is an advertising technique. That's all that is. It's not even that easy at those companies who advertise it as being that easy. Okay, so getting a mortgage, your bank is going to be very intimately involved in this. They're going to get to know parts of you and your finances that could even make a seasoned investor squirm a little bit. They're going to ask for bank statements and pay stubs. You tell them, hey, I can afford X number of dollars for a house. They're going to ask you to prove that. And you have to do it the right way. You have to have the right kind of documentation. And, you know, by the time you finish this process, you're probably going to be a little tired and exhausted of people coming to you and say, hey, look, we need a new bank statement, or hey, we need a new pay stub, or hey, we need a profit and loss statement. You know, these are all things that the bank could ask for. So just have yourself prepared for that. Go ahead and get your taxes together. If you didn't make a lot of money in 2018, but 2019 was pretty good, and 2020 was even better, go ahead and get those 2020 tax returns done now, because the bank can use, on self-employed people, they can use a two-year average income. And if those last 2 years were stronger than the year before, you need to go ahead and get those taxes in, get them into your account, and go ahead and file those taxes, because the lender's going to want to see official tax transcripts. Excuse me. And those transcripts are going to have to come for the IRS. Go ahead and get your pay stubs together. Start saving those. If your company pays you on an automatic deposit, contact your HR department. Find out how you can get copies of your pay stubs. Don't make any large unexplained deposits into your bank account. If you think you're going to be needing gift money, Don't do that right away without talking to someone in the mortgage business who can advise you how to do that. So again, I'm going to recap real quick. Great time to get into the mortgage market. Rates are trending like they're going up. You need to prepare yourself for what the bank's going to ask for you. And you need to make sure you're working with, if you're on the buying side, a realtor that's going to represent your needs the way you need them to be represented. Okay, that's it for today's show. And I won't be back. I'll miss you folks. But please look for me on the podcast, on Facebook. Just look for Your Way Home with Eddie Sprouse, and you'll find me out there somewhere. Thank you, and God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in to Your Way Home with Eddie Sprouse. Join me here on the second and fourth Fridays of each month at 12:15. Your Way Home's purpose is to educate the listener on different aspects of attaining a residential mortgage. We'd love to hear from you and answer any of your questions. To contact me, please email Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, at LendingPathMortgage.com or call or text Eddie at 828-412-0086. If you'd like to be part of future episodes, please let us know. If there's a topic you'd want me to cover, please let me know that as well. Eddie Sprouse is a licensed mortgage loan officer in North Carolina. His license number is NMLS 1561943. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.